The final public hearing before us tonight is public hearing number 7. It's a subdivision and rezoning at Sing Trail, Waterford Green under file DASZ 12 of 2014.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to call the applicant up.
Mr.
Yes. Andrea Friesen. Andrea Friesen? Okay, sure. David Paliubeski and Jeff Pratt. Okay. Jeff, will you be going up as well? If you could state your name and address for the record.
I just wanted to introduce all the planners in my office that do the work, and I don't really
okay.
do that.
You actually do the work?
Welcome. You have 10 minutes, gentlemen.
We read the administration.
Your name and address is for the record, please.
I'm sorry. David Paliubeski, Lombard North Group, 287 Taché Avenue.
Yourselves?
Andre Friesen, Lombard North, 287 Taché.
Jeff Pratt, Lombard North, 287 Taché.
15 minutes, sir.
Thank you. We had an opportunity to review the administration's report. We have no concerns with regards to the report. This area of the Waterford Green precinct is a low-density area. The reason for changing the lotting from R2 to R1 is more reflective of the larger area plan. When we processed Waterford Green, the first development application, the lands on the west side of King Edward were zoned industrial. Mm-hmm. They've now been redesignated to residential. And we have the similar builders involved in our project that will be involved in the west side of King Edward. That is a higher density type of development. There's more multi-family R2 lots there, so our builders would like to basically maintain the distinction between Waterford Green and the adjoining development, and have asked us to rezone the subject lands from R2 to R1. The one item I notice in the administration report deals with dedication. As the community committee knows, we've dedicated an excess of lands for dedication, plus taking on substantive responsibilities for apartment improvements. When we did the rezoning previously, Dr. Jose Reisel adjusting our lots from R2 to R1, we had the same condition, and after approval property is there's no additional cash dedication charge, so we sort of anticipate the same results. We have no objections with including that, and it's my understanding, without objections to the administration report, subject to no other further objections, that the community committee should decide to approve the matter. It would go direct to council.
Thank you.
Or EPC.
Thank you. Council.
Thank you. That's the extent of our.
Any questions, councillors?
I could ask a question about the twinning, but I won't.
We're working really hard. Greg is not doing the twinning, but Greg is concerned about his hair loss, and I'm just getting there. They are right, and some of them have two frontages, or frontages in the rear and a lane, or even improving the situation.
I have no questions of the applicant at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's no one in opposition, no one else here in support, and there's one person for information, Suzanne Hereniak. Would you like to speak?
No, thank you. I've had online questions.
Thank you. Okay, we don't need the applicant to come back up, right?
I'm sure I'm ready for the motions, Madam Chair. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll move receipt of public representation to be concluded.